When Robert Locke was but 17, he decided to help in the effort of the Second World War. With his parents' written permission, he decided to become a merchant marine for Norway, making the trip from Ontario to New York, according to Norwegian ambassador Joran Lieskedal. The ships were given the dangerous task of transporting goods for the Allies during the war, Eskedal said. Without Locke's historic efforts, and the historic efforts of all merchant mariners during the Second World War, the world would look very different, Eskedal said. The Norwegian government and Royal Canadian Legion in Newmarket honored Locke with a special ceremony today, December 18, at the Legion branch. The Norwegian government recognized Locke's service with a special medal, as dignitaries and Locke's family filled the Legion to celebrate the occasion. Eskedal recounted the history of Canada and Norway's relationship during the war and the journey Locke took. Starting as a messboy, Locke traveled across the ocean as part of a convoy from Europe to Britain. During his stay in England, the war ended, and Locke was there for the celebration of Victory Day, May 8, 1945. He would journey back west, Baltimore, when the war ended in Japan. Today, 78 years later, Robert is one of the very few who can still tell a story, and it is a story that still needs to be told, she said. It's a story that still needs to be told. Robert, you are part of a story and a history that binds our countries together. This, for a 17-year-old boy, was a huge adventure, Locke said. This is a wonderful honor. Thank you so much. Norwegian embassy advisor Jan Tarje Storås said the ceremony was arranged when Locke's family reached out about possible recognition. He said that after the war, it was difficult for Norway to track down many of those merchant marines, requiring them and their families to speak up about it. Royal Canadian Legion Branch 426's Wayne Huey said the Legion was honored to host the ceremony, and members were eager to help once the Norwegian embassy reached out to them. Seeing that this is Robert's home branch, it's twice as important to us, he said. It was a no-brainer to go ahead and put it all together. Billy Locke, Robert's daughter, said he has so many wonderful stories. He's had a very interesting life. He is a very talented artist as well, she said. We're very proud of him. Newmarket Deputy Mayor Tom Vegg said Locke is our living history. You are our connection. You are so important to us, to everyone in this room, in this town, in this country, Vegg said. It is so important that we remember what's happened and honor people like Mr. Locke.